The North Bay Battalion were back to their winning ways after defeating the Ottawa 67s 3-2 in a shootout Sunday, and they can thank rookie Owen Van Steensel, who had a power play goal, a penalty shot goal and the shootout winner. "We deserved it, I really truly believe that," head coach Ryan Olayan said. "Every game has its ebbs and flows, but I thought for sure our best effort of the weekend. Right from the get-go we had a lot of guys who generated a lot, and they are a team who do a good job in front of their net. It was a game where you really had to fight for your ice and your opportunities. It was the 67s who opened the scoring, however, as just over 7 minutes into the first, Alex Johnston collected his fourth of the campaign. The score remained 1-0 heading into the second. Early in the second, with the battalion on the power play, the troops looked to have knotted it up at one off a tip from Kyle McDonald. After a review, the officials determined the stick was too high and the goal was called back. No problem for North Bay, though, as seconds later, Owen Van Steensel tipped in his fifth of the year off a pass from Brandon Coe. Fittingly, McDonald picked up the secondary assist. After a back-and-forth start to the third, Ottawa broke the deadlock with a goal by Thomas Sermon, too, who took a puck off the boards and fooled battalion starter Joe Verbetic. After another lengthy review for offside, the goal stood and the 67s had a 2-1 lead with just minutes to play. This time, Van Steensel was hauled down on a breakaway with less than a minute left in the game. The rookie forward made no mistake on the ensuing penalty shot with his second of the game and sixth of the year to tie it at 2. The penalty shot was reminiscent of a controversial penalty shot in Ottawa earlier this year, in which the 67s scored late to win the game over North Bay. "We've had some bad luck against that team in the past," stated Olayan. "I thought it was interesting how the game goes, and probably karma on our side, and we were able to get on the right side of this one. The remaining time in regulation didn't solve the issue, and neither did overtime." In the three-round shootout, the battalion mustered one goal off the stick of, guess who, Van Steensel. Ottawa failed to solve North Bay's netminder Joe Verbetic to give the troops a 3-2 win. "I've been talking about him for a couple of weeks, and really since day one," Olayan said of Van Steensel. "He's been a guy that we have relied on in a lot of different situations, and now getting an opportunity to move up in the lineup with some of the bodies we have out. He's taken full opportunity of that and has risen to the challenge. He's a good player, plays with speed, energy, smart, so really nice to see him showing up on the score sheet. He was excellent tonight." After having two goal reviews go against the team, Olayan really liked his team's resolve to score moments later both times. "It's great to see that," the coach explained. "We've talked a lot about that for a few months, on the belief in this group and expecting to win every night, and it certainly seems like they had that back tonight. I was saying to the guys, it's amazing what 2 points can do in terms of morale. Everything tastes a little better. Everything smells nicer, and you have a bit more energy, so let's use this momentum and try and carry it into next weekend." The battalion is back in action with back-to-back home games against the Sioux Greyhounds on Thursday and Friday of this coming week. "I think we enjoy this one today, and we have a day off tomorrow, and we'll get back at it Tuesday and have a good plan," said Olayan. "A little mini playoff series against one of the best teams in the Western Conference and a really good opponent which gets the best of us. We'll enjoy this today and tomorrow and put together some plans on Tuesday."